Spectators, episode 343 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I'm your host, Doug Culp. What's up? So got some Mellow Yellow left over from when I went to Burger King earlier. Listen, with this new COVID stuff, I mean, it's not new anymore, but the way they're treating a lot of things is new. And I ordered like I always do. I go, Mellow Yellow, no ice, please. And they're like, okay, no ice. And then whoever's getting the drink may or may not have heard the order. So occasionally I'll get my order and then it's a Mellow Yellow with ice and I'm like holding it and I can tell that there's definitely ice in there. They usually fill the cup like a quarter of the way up with ice and I'm like, oh, this is supposed to be no ice. And they're like, oh, we can get you another one, but we can't take back that one. So what ends up happening is I'll get 1 3/4 small Mellow Yellow and then pour it into my big gulp hydro flask and then I have a pretty solid amount of Mellow Yellow in there just hanging out, just mellowing out, if you will. I got this that feels nice. I got this rechargeable USB micro USB rechargeable little fan from Walmart. It was like $8 and it's incredible because it's super portable, it's super light, very positionable, and it does the job. Like if I would have just had this fan on while I was recording that episode on the call recorder app, which I'm never fucking ever using again, then it would have made a lot less noise. Just would have been a background noise instead of whoo, 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 whoo. People are still listening to Star Trek Enterpods. That's pretty cool. Star Trek Enterpods is a Star Trek Enterprise watch-along podcast I do with my dad. And it's not every week, it's just kind of whenever we record. And we're 15 episodes into the podcast. And what happened was, every episode, including episode 1 of the podcast, is a watch-along for the episode after, numerically. So because we watched the pilot and then I was like, hold on, if I'm gonna watch this show with my dad, which I do want to do, I'd love to turn it into something that other people could hear and interact with. And so after we watched the pilot, we recorded like a recap of what happened in the pilot and then recorded a watch along for episode 2. So episode 1 of that podcast is episode 2 of Star Trek Enterprise, and so on and so forth. Really good show. I am so satisfied with how it's going. And chronologically, in the Star Trek universe, it's the first series, or the first ship to leave Earth to go and do Star Trek shit. And it's been really fun. And occasionally it didn't start out this way, but we now sing the theme song along with the show as it's going. And that's been fun because it's the only Star Trek theme song with words, but also it's just kind of like a rock anthem to space travel, I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of tired, right? So, I'm leaving Utah soon, which it's bittersweet because I've been having a lot of fun hanging out with what family I have here. And at the same time, I'm gonna be so glad to be in California again. And I've made enough room in my van slash house to fit my piano and my guitar and my records and my record players, and I've got my battery and I've got my solar panel, which I'm gonna really have to use when I'm on the road. And I'm just gonna hope for the best. Once I get to LA, I'm going to hit Indeed and LinkedIn really hard as far as finding work at a dispensary or some cannabis-related job. I'm also SAG-AFTRA eligible, so I have about a year, maybe like 11 months at this point, to respond and pay my dues to get into the one of the coolest unions out there, which protects its workers. They've got medical. I don't know exactly how that would play out if I would just pay the dues and then I'd be eligible, or if there's other stuff that needs to happen. But they also have a loan program where if I can't just pay the dues right now, then I could have their credit union pay it, and then I'd have 2 years to pay it off. A lot of options, a lot of possibilities in the future, and also a lot of crazy shit happening in the world right now. What with coronavirus still rampant and still really, really unchecked in the United States, because each governor has their own say, and there's like federal fucking secret police coming and capturing people off the streets. And that's not even COVID related. That's just related to protests, which we have a right to protest in this country. That's in the Constitution. For all the people who suck off the Constitution constantly for the Second Amendment, they're being awfully quiet for the right to assemble being infringed, with secret police just fucking taking people in unmarked vans and deeming them as terrorists. And it's an actually a really scary time right now. And LA just had another earthquake, and I'm like, I'm on my way to barrel back into LA. Like, I'm here again, I'm back. I'll also be mobile, and I'm gonna visit some friends in San Diego County. I'm gonna get my stuff back from my uncle's place, which he's been so graciously holding on to this whole time. And not only am I excited to get back to California, I'm excited to leave Utah because of the weather, because of the politics here, because of how flippant people are just about safety, and whether it's their own safety or the safety of others, if it's wearing a mask, a lot of people don't give a fuck, including employees of different places where I've just seen that their mask is like right under their nose, And I'm like, I get what you're doing. I fucking see you. Like, I'm not blind. I'm not an idiot. And if you get COVID from having your mask right under your nose, then you're a fucking idiot. It's such a small thing, and on a completely logical level, it makes no sense to not trust in wearing a mask. Because is it 100% perfect system? No, but it's 100% safer than wearing nothing over your face. This virus is fucking. This pandemic is taking over, and hey, listen, California Pizza Kitchen just filed for bankruptcy, so if you thought that businesses were too big to fail, there's your proof. There's your answer, Fishbulb. That is a Simpsons reference. It's been really, really hot lately. Like earlier at 8 o'clock, it was 98 degrees outside. It's like, fuck off, Utah. That's so fucking psychotic. But I was hanging with my sister and my brother-in-law and my nephew and my niece, and it's been cool to spend as much time as I've been able to spend with them lately, just because I'm leaving again, and again, on the politics end, I'm gonna be really fucking glad to be out of Utah because they do have medical cannabis here, but it's not recreational and it's still looked upon weirdly, and I don't know, once I get back into California, I'm gonna be able to just drop by a dispensary and be like, okay, what have you got? Are you 21 or older? Yeah. Also got to renew my license soon and got to renew the registration of this car. I've got, on top of this podcast and Star Trek Enterpods, I've started two other podcasts. One, I think I maybe have talked about that, but maybe not, because the previous 2 weeks I've had guests. And so I've released those episodes and I didn't really talk about the other podcasts. But I started one called I Am Doug Rich. It's available on every podcast platform. Same with Star Trek Enterpods. But I Am Doug Rich is a recap podcast for the FX series The Riches, which is on Hulu. So if you have Hulu, you can watch it. Or I'm sure there's DVDs out there somewhere. And it's a really cool show. Like episode two? Yeah, episode two, Caitlin Olsen from Always Sunny in Philadelphia popped up, and I was like, oh shit, no way. But yeah, Eddie Izzard, Minnie Driver, Shannon Woodward, and a bunch of other people who are recognizable. Excellent show. I'm only three episodes into that podcast. Because, as a recap podcast or a watch along podcast, it's like it comes with homework pretty much, which is watching the show and enjoying watching the show. And I'm also so far behind on podcasts. Like there's certain ones that I'll push to the top of the listen list, and then there's others that just kind of pop down, and I look at how many podcasts I have to listen to, and just about 650 hours. I don't even know what that equates to in days. So fucking many days. But I'm doing my own thing, Got Yamata. Got I Am Doug Rich. My fourth podcast is called My Ideas, which is available on every platform. And that one is, it's a solo podcast every time, and usually just me talking about my ideas on one thing or another. First episode, I talked about the coin shortage, which is pretty scary. So go check out my ideas on the coin shortage. Second episode is my ideas on homelessness. I'm homeless right now. I'm living in my van. And the third episode is my ideas on my ideas. And that was kind of meta, but it just got a lot of stuff out there where it's like, here's all the stuff that I've done. Here's all the stuff that I've been in. Here's how to see it. Here's how to consume it. And I said I was going to try and keep that podcast to, at maximum 15 minutes. But episode 3 got up to 30 minutes. Episode 2 was around 15 minutes. But then episode 1 was like, I don't know, 9 minutes? So it all depends on how I'm feeling. It all depends on the thing I'm talking about in the episode. There's been a couple people who have tweeted out publicly, like, I'd love to do your podcast. Not me specifically, but just to Twitter. And I'll tweet at them, like, cool, I'd love to have you on. Here's what it's called. Here's how many episodes I'm in. And no response. I'm like, don't fucking publicly say, I'd love to do any podcast if you wouldn't. Fuck off with that. Walk, or if you're gonna talk the talk, then walk the walk. Fucking practice what you're preaching. Don't be a, don't be a fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. Been weird, trying to keep mostly anonymous lately, simply because I've been sleeping in this same fucking parking lot most nights. A, because there's a definite blockage of shade or blockage of sunlight. There's definite shade in this spot where I've been, where I've found. And B, because I can just wake up and like go to the bathroom because the Walmart's right there. But I put up the fucking windshield shade, and I've got
My homemade curtains for the back windows. People can't see in.
But the fact of the matter is that people can see in through the front windows. Those are hardly blocked. The front, meaning the driver's side and passenger side windows. And then, I've got some cardboard up on the windows for the doors.
And it came with these
Like gray out curtains, which there's three of them. And they do some blockage, but I think people could still see in here if they really wanted to. What else? I keep reaching out on Twitter for people to get me in a writer's room. Because after I've written, fuck, I've written eight pilots, I think, maybe nine. And a couple of those pilots have second episodes that I've written fully. I've got three spec scripts. And it's like when you ask how to be a writer for TV, people just go, just write, just write, just write and write and prove yourself and write and prove yourself and keep fucking proving yourself until you fucking die without a writer's job, until you fucking die in the middle of nowhere in your van. And then people go, man, we should have hired him. Like, fucking hire me. Please. Or listen to my pitches for my fucking pilots that I've already written. I can't believe how many people get a job based solely on a log line or a pitch meeting. And they're like, what about a show where blah, 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 blah? And then they're like, that sounds great. Here's a lot of money. Write that script. And like, that's called writing on spec. And if I am able to get into, when I am able to get into a room with some executive or executives at a studio or studios, I'm gonna try and do that and be like, look, what's a fucking bus? There's a bus that just pulled up and parked. Walmart's closed. I wonder if someone lives in that bus. That bus was here. It was either earlier today or yesterday. What, did you hear me talking about you and now you're leaving? What the fuck? Sometimes I think that there's like just people who are called in by whatever agency or whatever the fuck, and then they come check on what's this van doing here again? What's up with that? What's up with that? If I was in an RV, no one would bat a fucking eye. But because I'm in a van, they're like, oh, someone homeless this way comes. It's like, fucking ignore me. Just let me park here and let me just live my life. What's left of it anyway? Unbothered. But I don't know, man. What the fucking weirdos out there. That person, what? That bus just did a loop. Now they're back? Are you fucking kidding me? Why did you leave and then come back? What kind of a bus does that? Le bus. LEBUS. But there's people who will show up in the parking lot and sit there, engine on, lights on, for like a half hour, and then they'll leave. I'm like, what the fuck? If you're trying to be inconspicuous, bad job. Really bad job. But that's, I mean, that's like super paranoid. So I don't worry about it. I just observe what's happening and then report. I mean, what else is going on? My mom is making cheese rolls for me tomorrow, which is one of my favorite meals from growing up. And it's just really simple, like, poverty meal that we had growing up. And it's like a bunch of cheese and olives and tomato sauce, black olives, I should say, and hard-boiled eggs go into a hot dog bun, and then you bake it in the oven, and then you have two halves, and one of the halves has a green olive with it, and that's like the prize bite. And damn it, it's like, it seems really, really fucking weird for whoever didn't grow up with it, but I'm really glad that I grew up with it, because it's just a tasty meal. So my mom's making those tomorrow since I'm leaving super soon. And I'm going to make a little bit more room here in the van, because like I said, I've already got room for the piano and the guitar and my records and record players. But in order to make it a not so super cramped space, I'm going to get rid of this little plastic trash can that my parents gave me when it was time for me to live in this van instead of with them. That's one thing that's been, like, pretty weird. Because I live in the same town as my parents right now, but they won't take me in. Like, when I left to get the other place that I wasn't ready for, they took the key. And I think that's all my mom's decision. Like, because my dad and I started a podcast about Star Trek, and we have fun hanging out, and then, like, my mom is also there, and she'll chime in, but, like, I don't know, she gets really nervous about things that I don't think she should be nervous about. So, I mean, since I'm not welcome in any homes here in Utah, another big reason I'm leaving. It's like, I'll just fuck off into the night, into the sunset, and fucking see what happens with my life. Like, I don't have a solid plan. I don't have a lot saved up. I have a little bit. that I was able to get from the royalty check that I got from being in Room 104 on HBO, Season 3, Episode 6. Check it out. I did a voiceover. It was very fun. And then from the government assistance I've been able to get so far, which hasn't been that much, considering I jumped through the hoops, I played by the rules, and the website says I'm supposed to be getting $160 a week, but guess fucking what? I haven't gotten that much. Holy fuck. It's gonna be 100 tomorrow. Fuck you, Utah. God damn it. Non-existent. God damn it. It's a desert. I mean, this is a desert. Fucking fuck, dude? This person's just been hanging off that other car. I want to do a podcast for Brave New World, that show on Peacock. I started watching that, and two episodes in, it was like, okay, start your 7-day free trial and you can watch the rest of these episodes. Otherwise, if you keep going with the monthly fee, it's going to be $5 a month or $6 a month. But, and then I got an email from Google that was like, yo, we saw that you were watching this show. You want 3 months free of Peacock? And I might do that. I might take them up on that to watch the rest of the first season. Pretty intense show. Grant Morrison is at the helm. I think he's either the executive producer or one of the executive producers. And he keeps shit real and gritty and everybody happy now. If anyone's read the book or seen the show, you know what I'm talking about. I feel like I should read the book, but I mean, there's so many books that I feel like I should read where I'm like, it's not too far gone for me to read the book. It's never too far gone for that. But I'm a slow reader and reading makes me tired. And also if I was to read at night while I'm like chilling out and about to fall asleep, guess what? It gets dark in this van, and if I want to stay kind of anonymous, maybe don't turn on the dome light. And if I was reading by candlelight, there's only a finite amount of candle. I'd love to save that, reserve that for when I'm smoking or so if I need to see something real quick. I'm gonna see about like maybe before I leave or maybe on my way back to LA, see about getting a better headset with a better microphone to record into for these podcast episodes, for episodes where I have a guest when I'm on Zoom, still have my Zoom year subscription going, which has been pretty beneficial. Like, when I first got it, I was like, whoa, shit, maybe I could start making money off of Duplex Comedy Suplex. And then, if it goes well enough and keeps going well, then I can do that for my job. But things started becoming crunch time for, okay, I got a notice to vacate, which means even if I had the rent for next month, they don't want me here anymore and the lease is up. And so it's not an eviction as much as I want this room back and you're in it. In it. And so that's when I got the van and just been a weird it's just been a weird life, you know? It's been a weird go. And like to see capitalism crumbling all around me as I predicted, it's satisfying and terrifying. Because you'd think that a lot of people would see it too and not be so worried about saving the economy and be more worried about saving everyone who lives in this fucking trash butthole economy. That's right, butthole economy. It's an economy that's constantly flooded with shit from businesses not being able to stay afloat, to a shittier product being brought out for cheaper, to layoffs, to bankruptcy, and all the while people are getting evicted and about to get evicted from the CARES Act expiring. Like the CARES Act expires in 2 days. So by the time, if you're hearing this on Friday, it expires tomorrow. And that's pretty fucking scary because there's so many people right now who are depending on that $600 a week, which is has been discussed away and discussed away, to now I'm seeing $200 a week, which you're getting $800 a month. Good fucking luck paying rent and your bills and getting food and gas when you need it, and like just the, you know, just the basic needs. And just, we need a fucking UBI right fucking now. Could you imagine how much stress would be relieved if everyone all of a sudden was guaranteed $2,000 a month? Holy fucking shit. Not only would people be able to rent, but then landlords wouldn't be so stressed out and evicting people and being like, it's like, get a fucking job, landlord, you stupid fucking piece of shit. Oh, I just have to pay you because you paid off this place. It's like, just why didn't you stay here in the first place? Fuck you. You gotta have two places? You gotta have three places? Fucking fuck your greed. Fuck your fiefdom ways. Fuck your antiquated income. I mean, also fuck the police, fuck capitalism. Yeah, I think I'm done with this episode. What else is there to say? I'm moving away. It's gonna be good. I'll miss spending time with my family that's here, but at the same time, there's so many ways to still see them and interact with them. And like, I think I'm gonna download Marco Polo, which is some sort of infinite video chat back and forth. And that's more popular than Google Duo, which nobody fucking uses. It's not more popular than FaceTime, but I don't have an Apple phone, so I don't give a fuck about FaceTime. But also, FaceTime is completely live, which, I mean, I'm homeless, but I don't always have the time to live chat with people. Oh, that fucking creepy ass weird Jeep left. Good. Get the fuck out of here. But if it's Marco Polo, you just send a video and then wait to hear back. I think I'll do that. I'm excited to see like how self-sufficient I'll be able to be, since I've already done this once. I've already been through this once, but I was in a car and I was just yelling out into the void, putting car chat videos out and seeing what would hit and who would respond. And with the van, I've got a lot more room. It's actually like kind of comfortable, as far as comfortable as a living in a vehicle can be. It's no RV, there's no toilet, there's no shower. And I think I'd have ways of like washing up, but that, the lack of toilet, man, fuck, it sucks so much. The gas stations, the bathrooms, thankfully, are mostly always open, and so since I'm mobile, like, this last week, I had some Carl's Jr., and you know, Carl's Jr., listen, if you're out there, if you're listening, your burgers, your, like, regular-sized burgers are okay. Those daily double deals, the $2.99 for a double cheeseburger, those are pretty fucking good. Your spicy chicken is now $1.99? Fuck you. That was always a dollar. Always. For as long as I can remember. And that thing is worth a dollar. Like, to make it $2 is fucking heresy. It's bullshit. But, like I was saying, my diet has mostly consisted of the $3 Burger King snack box from the app per day. And, like, that's just been pretty regular. And it like stops up pretty much in my system while I'm living, while I'm sitting, while I'm living my life. And that Carl's Jr. like rushed through my system. And so it was too late to use the Walmart bathroom. And I was like, well, this is definitely some kind of diarrhea. So I went to a gas station and was able to use their bathroom. But not having quick access to a toilet fucking sucks. If you've been homeless, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been homeless, then, like, I don't know what to tell you. Congratulations on having a successful life. Or congratulations on being rich. Or just always having an income. Oh, here's something kind of cool. I was, while I was hanging out earlier, I was able to put on the new DuckTales. Like, my nephew was in the other room, my niece was there, and then I put on DuckTales and it started playing, and I just remembered how fucking good this new DuckTales is. Because it's hand-drawn animation, and it tries to stay faithful to the old show, but also is very much its own thing. And It's a super entertaining show. What the fuck? Like, when people stop in a parking spot and they don't even stop all the way in the spot, it's like, what's your angle? What's your end game here? You wanna fucking leave me alone? You wanna fucking leave that half space you parked in? I feel like leaving the car and going up to them, being like, "Hey, what brings you to the lot?" But I still haven't done that. Hi. I bet you can see me. I bet you stopped there for some reason other than just fucking stopping in the middle of a random ass parking lot at 9:42 p.m. all the way back here, but just a couple spaces away from me. What's your end game? What's your point? What are you doing here? All right, I'm gonna end the episode right here. This has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp, and I'll think of a title later. All right, later.